It's here and now, and it might be hard to believe since it is still August, but ski season is just a few months away, and in Utah, it's already on people's minds. That's because a very public fight is playing out over the rights to one of the country's most popular ski resorts, Park City. After the longtime operators of Park City Mountain Resort were late in renewing their lease several years ago, the landowner, Talisker, signed a new lease with Vail Resorts of Colorado. The thing is, while it leased the slopes, Park City Mountain Resort owns the base area of the mountain, the water rights, the lifts, and the snowmaking machines, and says it won't let Vail use any of it, which means one of the most popular ski resorts in the country might not open this year. We're going to talk to the CEOs of both companies about the dispute, but with us first is John Cumming, the CEO of Powder Corporation, which runs Park City Mountain Resort. John, how did this happen?
Well, we made an administrative error when we tried to renew our leases. There were several underneath the Park City Mountain Resort, and the renewal process was handled wrongly.
And now you find yourself in this situation, and there are threats flying around, including the fact that you've said if Vail gets the lease, they're not going to have access to all of the ski lifts and the snowmaking equipment and the water rights to the mountain, which, of course, are critical to actually operating a ski resort. Do you stand by that?
Yes. We do.
Why?
Well, the lease renewal process was an administrative error, and we take responsibility for not having renewed properly. But when we were working on negotiating a resolution with our landlord for that, Vail came along and bought into the lawsuit that resulted. And we believe that that was was taking advantage of a situation that we're not willing to participate in.
So you would rather see people not ski on the mountain than to ski on a mountain that's leased by Vail?
Absolutely not. We're desperately trying to keep the mountain open. We've been making suggestion after suggestion. We made suggestions to Talisker before Vail bought into our dispute. We desperately don't want the mountain to close. We think that that's damaging to us. We think it's damaging to Vail at the canyons. We think it's damaging to our community. We believe it's the worst possible outcome.
But you are making a threat that you would not allow them to use your equipment.
We aren't making threats. We're trying to come to a rational resolution. When I discuss this situation with my friends and neighbors in Park City, I tell them that I have a moral and ethical obligation to get this resolved in a fair way, but that I have no moral and ethical obligation to be taken advantage of.
Well, what kind of resolution do you envision?
It could go any way. It could go buy or lease in either direction. And we're willing to participate in almost anything as long as it's fair and justified by rational valuations.
What are you going to do, though, if it doesn't end up the way that you want it to end up? What happens next with you?
Well, part of the complexity, I would say, of this situation is that we do have a bona fide alternative use. It's a terrible outcome for people in the community that have businesses based on the skiing economy. But if they have kids, they're going to love it. Our business includes quite a number of summer camp action sports facilities at some of our mountains. And we think the Park City Mountain Resort base area is a great location for such a thing. So while it is by far our second choice, we'd much rather come to a rational resolution in some way that's justified by market. We do have an alternative use if we can.
Why didn't you just buy the mountain way back when?
Hindsight being 2020, we would have and should have. At the time, Powder was a much smaller entity, number one. The mountain wasn't for sale at a price that we could afford, or the ski terrain that we're discussing wasn't available at a price we could afford. And the lease terms, we thought, were straightforward and simple. Over time, they got more complicated as different landowners bought different parcels. But regardless, we always knew that we owned the parking lots and the water rights and trademarks and the lifts and the snowmaking water, and that it was pretty impractical for there to be a dispute. That turned out to be wrong.
John, what do you think of the chances that the mountain's going to be open for skiing this winter?
I think it's quite high. I can't conceive of a circumstance whereby our opponent in this lawsuit wouldn't come up with some rational solution.
John Cummings, CEO of the Powder Corporation, which runs Park City Mountain Resort. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we want to hear now from Vail Resorts. Their CEO, Rob Katz, is with us from Boulder. And Rob, this sounds like a pretty big mess.
Yeah, I think it's a challenging situation. And what I know is Vail Resorts, certainly PCMR and Talisker, everybody is working very hard to try and get it resolved as quickly as possible.
Well, if this dispute plays out in your favor and you are awarded the right to lease the land, Park City Mountain has said it will take with it all of its snowmaking equipment and ski lifts, which it owns. It also owns the parking lot and the water rights, which obviously are critical to running a ski resort on the mountain. How would you deal with that?
You know, I think there's a lot of things being said in the middle of a litigation. I think it's pretty common. A lot of bluster, a lot of intensity. We're hopeful and actually quite confident that ultimately cooler heads will prevail. We'll get this thing resolved. We'll figure out ways to work together. And, you know, I'm very optimistic on that front, despite some of the rhetoric that you hear.
Well, when you say work together, what does that mean in your view?
Well, I think there's a number of ways that the companies can come together to ensure that the upcoming ski season and every ski season thereafter, you know, has no impact to the guest. It really would not be in anyone's interest, particularly the community, for there to be a disruption to the ski season. And that's something that everybody has to work on preventing.
But that doesn't mean it's not possible that there would be a disruption to the ski season.
Well, I think anything's possible. But I think when you have you know, the Cumming family that owns PCMR, they're sophisticated, thoughtful investors. They'll do the right thing. And our company also has a long, very successful history. We will do the right thing. We'll figure out how to make sure that the guest is not impacted.
If Park City Mountain would be willing to rent the slopes from Vail at a price that exceeds fair market value, which they've said that they're willing to do, is that something you would consider?
You know, what I'd say is there's a lot of history here. You know, when our company entered into this situation, it had been going on for about 2 years already. The landlord, in this case, Talisker, you know, offered an opportunity to PCMR, and they declined. And then they went out to find somebody else to rent it to, and they came to us, and we said yes. So it's a little bit hard, I think, to kind of go back in history and undo all of that. But I feel like there's a lot of different opportunities where the two parties can work together and ensure that guests are not impacted, because obviously that serves no one.
So I can't tell if that's a yes or a no.
The answer is that, you know, I think we've been pretty clear that we really can't go back in history and undo the fact that they declined, right, this opportunity and instead sued their landlord, Talisker. Talisker has said, their landlord, they will not rent to PCMR. So in some, you know, in some respects, from Vail's perspective, we came in much after the fact. And that's not been our focus because, candidly, that's all kind of water under the bridge that happened long before we got there.
Do you think that there's any chance that skiers will not be able to ski in Park City this winter?
Again, I'm going to remain incredibly optimistic that that's not going to happen. I think when I look at the incredible community that's there, you know, in Park City, the business leaders, city officials, Summit County, and then you look at the Cumming family and their, you know, terrific track record across, right, so many different situations, and Vail, we feel like this will get solved.
Rob Katz, CEO of Vail Resorts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.